Can you tell me about your job?
Yes, I work for the Museums, Libraries and Archives Council. And my role in the council is to support the museums, libraries and archives in Yorkshire to work with adult learners and to work particularly with adults who are working on their literacy skills.
Mm-hmm, I see. And does that mean you get out to see the libraries and galleries yourself? Do you go out to visit places?
Yes, I do a little bit. I get to go all around Yorkshire and Humberside, and I work a lot with the education staff in the museums, and I work with the reader development librarians and libraries as well on all the different initiatives and resources and activities that they want to run to work with adult learners.
Mm-hmm. And you develop materials for students to use?
That's usually what the different staff in the museums and libraries do. Especially quite a lot of the libraries put together things like activity packs or resources or activity sheets that tutors can use in class or that students could use if they came along to the building themselves.
Mm-hmm. And you have a website with information on it?
Yes, do you want the address?
Okay.
Yes, we've got a website which has got all sorts of information about museums, libraries and archives and lots of examples of resources and case studies as well. And that website is www.mlay-skillsforlife.org.uk.
Why should people visit museums and art galleries and libraries?
Well, all across Yorkshire and Humberside there's such a huge diversity and variety of different types of museums, libraries and archives that you can visit. And a lot of them are free as well, so I think people are really missing out if they don't go and find out what's in their local area. Mm-hmm. It'll be different from area to area, what's available and what sort of museums and collections, you know, are near you locally. But there's all sorts of things out there, and I think it's definitely worth finding out what's there and exploring it.
Mm. How can people find out about the history of their area?
Well, the role of museums is to collect objects that are from the past, and different museums will collect different objects. But a lot of local museums have a collecting policy, which means they collect all sorts of objects that are connected to the local area. So it might be objects that people from that area used in the past, or it might be things that are made in the local area, or it might be archaeological objects that have been discovered. Mm-hmm. So that's one really good way. Another source of information would be your local library, which will very often have lots of books which will give you information on local history. And sometimes libraries have got an actual local history library within them that you can go and have a look at. Mm-hmm. And often libraries have archives within them, which might collect things like old photographs or newspaper cuttings and all sorts of fascinating old documents and pictures, which can really sort of bring to life what it would be like in this area in the past.
What different types of museums are there?
Well, the range of museums that can exist across the country is as broad as the range of things that people might want to collect. So it ranges from everything, really. I mean, of course, there's places like art galleries and also museums that specialise in particular types of art, like sculpture or textiles. Then there's museums that might specialise in a particular area. So, for example, there's national museums that specialise in, for example, photography or railways or coal mining.
And museums for children?
A lot of museums have got an awful lot to offer children. Some are really hands-on and have got a lot of interactive things. So, for example, there's specific children's museums as well, which are just geared up for children and have got all sorts of activities and games. And a lot of museums will put on events as well, so they'll run things like perhaps story sessions or craft sessions that you can bring the whole family along to.
And can anyone visit the museums?
Oh yes, definitely. They're certainly not places where only the people who know an awful lot or are very academic need to go. The museums today are very accessible really and will explain a lot of information, so there should be something for everybody when you visit.
Can people join their local libraries or city libraries?
Well, you can go into any of the branches of your local library. So, as well as there being libraries in town centres and city centres, there's lots of local ones as well, so there should be one quite near to wherever you live. You can go in by joining and completing a form, and you just need to ask the library staff on the front desk. There's also a lot of the libraries now offer online joining, so you could ask about that. and you sometimes need to bring identification, which shows what your address is and where you live. But if you go into your local library, the staff will be able to help you out with that and let you know what information you need to bring in.
Okay. And what can people find in their libraries once they've joined?
Well, once you've joined the library, there's a whole host of different facilities that you can use. And some of those facilities are available before you join as well. So you can always go into the library without being a member and just have a walk around and sort of get used to the space. As well as having, of course, a huge selection of books which you can borrow for free from the library, a lot of libraries have a lot of other things to offer as well. One of the very popular things a lot of libraries offer now is free internet access. So you can come on in and use the computers, and you can also do things like get onto the internet and print out information and documents as well. And libraries, as well as books, they might offer things like CDs or videos. Things like audio talking books can be really good for people who are wanting to improve their sort of speaking and listening skills.
Are there specific study books as well?
Yeah, there can be, depending on the library. There's things like dictionaries. Some libraries have got foreign language sections as well, so you can find books there. There's also almost all the children's sections. There's lots of books for children. And those areas of the library are often set out, so they're really bright and colourful, and they've got things like toys and pictures, and often run events as well, like storytelling events, for example.
How can you find out information if you don't know where to find a book or a website? How can you find out?
Well, all of the books in the library are classified and divided into various different themes and sections to make it a bit easier to find what you're looking for. But also, there's lots of library staff on hand, so you can always go and ask them for to help you find the information that you need. If you need help finding things on the internet or getting more familiar with that, a lot of the libraries run things like IT taster sessions or sort of getting to know your computer sessions. You can always find out if your local library is offering that.
Mm.